The next topic is why praise was mentioned first. Since the praise of Allah, who is being sought for help, was mentioned, it was appropriate that one follows the praise by asking for his need. We stated that Allah said, "One half for myself and one half for my servant, and my servant shall have what he asked." This is the best method for seeking help, by first praising the one whom help is sought from, and then asking for his aid and help for oneself and for his Muslim brethren by saying,
"Ihdina al-sirat al-mustaqim."
Guide us to the straight path. This method is more appropriate and efficient in bringing about a positive answer to the pleas. And this is why Allah recommended this better method. Asking for help may take the form of conveying the condition of the person who is seeking help. For instance, the Prophet Moses said, "My Lord, truly, I am in need of whatever good that you bestow on me." Chapter 28, verse 24, Al-Quran. Also, one may first mention the attributes of whoever is being asked, such as what Dhunnun said, "La ilaha illa anta." None has the right to be worshipped but you, O Allah. Glorified and exalted be you above all that they associate with you. Truly, I have been of the wrongdoers. Chapter 21, verse 87, Al-Quran. Further, one may praise him without mentioning what he needs. The next topic is the meaning of guidance mentioned in the surah. The guidance mentioned in the surah implies being directed and guided to success. Allah said, "Guide us to the straight path," meaning guide, direct, lead, and grant us the correct guidance. And also, "and shown him the two ways, that is good and evil." Chapter 90, verse 10, Al-Quran. This means, we explained to him the paths of good and evil. Also Allah said, "He, that is Allah, chose him as an intimate friend and guided him to a straight path." Chapter 16, verse 121, Al-Quran. And he also said, "and led them onto the way of flaming fire, that is hell." Chapter 37, verse 23, Al-Quran. Similarly, Allah said, "And verily you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are indeed guiding mankind to the straight path." Chapter 42, verse 52, Al-Quran. And he goes on to say, "All praise and thanks be to Allah who has guided us to this." Chapter 7, verse 43, Al-Quran. Meaning, guided us and directed us and qualified us for this end, that is paradise. The next topic is the meaning of As-Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path. As for the meaning of As-Sirat al-Mustaqim, Imam Abu Ja'far at-Tabari said, "The Ummah agreed that Sirat al-Mustaqim is a clear path without branches, according to the language of the Arabs." For instance, Jarir bin Atiyah al-Khatafi said in a poem, "The leader of the faithful is on a path that will remain straight even though the other paths are crooked." At-Tabari also stated that there are many evidences to this fact. At-Tabari then proceeded, "The Arabs use the term sirat in reference to every deed and statement, whether righteous or wicked. Hence, the Arabs would describe the honest person as being straight and the wicked person as being crooked." The straight path mentioned in the Quran refers to Islam. Imam Ahmad recorded in his Musnad that An-Nawas bin Sa'man said that the Prophet ﷺ said, "Allah has set an example, a sirat, that is a straight path, that is surrounded by two walls on both sides, with several open doors within the walls covered with curtains. There is a caller on the gate of the sirat who heralds, 'O people, stay on the path and do not deviate from it.' Meanwhile, a caller from above the path is also warning any person who wants to open any of these doors, 'Woe unto you, do not open it, for if you open it, you will pass through.' The straight path is Islam. The two walls are Allah's set limits, while the doors resemble what Allah has prohibited. The collar on the gate of the sirat is the book of Allah, while the collar above the sirat is Allah's admonishment in the heart of every Muslim." The next topic is the faithful ask for and abide by guidance. If someone asks, why does the believer ask Allah for guidance during every prayer and at other times while he is already properly guided? Has he not already acquired guidance? The answer to these questions is that if it is where not a fact that the believer needs to keep asking for guidance day and night, Allah would not have directed him to invoke him to acquire the guidance. The servant needs Allah the Exalted every hour of his life to help him remain firm on the path of guidance and to make him even more firm and persistent on it. The servant does not have the power to benefit or harm himself except by Allah's permission. Therefore, Allah directed the servant to invoke him constantly so that he provides him with his aid and with firmness and success. Indeed, the happy person is he whom Allah guides to ask of him. This is especially the case if a person urgently needs Allah's help day or night. Allah said, O you who believe, believe in Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the book, that is the Quran, which He has sent down to His Messenger, and the scripture which He sent down to those before Him. Chapter 4, verse 16, Al-Quran. Therefore, in this ayah, Allah commanded the believers to believe, and this command is not redundant, since what is sought here is firmness and continuity of performing the deeds that help one remain on the path of faith. Also, Allah commanded His believing servants to proclaim, Our Lord, let not our hearts deviate from the truth after You have guided us, and grant us mercy from You. Truly, You are the bestower. Chapter 3, verse 8, Al-Quran. Hence, Allah also says, Guide us to the straight way, means make us firm on the path of guidance and do not allow us to deviate from it.